listener production.
Hey there, I'm Michaela Savage with your news briefing. Former Sydney schoolteacher Chris Dawson will likely die in jail after being sentenced to 24 years in prison for killing his wife, Lynette. The 74-year-old was handed his sentence at the New South Wales Supreme Court today, more than 40 years after Lynn's murder. His lawyer, Greg Walsh, says his client maintains his innocence despite the ruling.
I have no means by which to persuade him. If I even thought personally, well, he's guilty, he's been found guilty, of course, but he's entitled to maintain his innocence. And the law says that he's entitled to do that.
Alleged ISIS terrorist Neil Prakash has been slapped with six charges after being extradited to Australia. The 31-year-old has appeared via video link at a Darwin court today and has been formally accused of a range of offences, among them allegations he'd been a member of the terrorist organisation Islamic State, engaged in an act of terror and provided support to a terrorist group. The NRMA says it's concerned drivers are getting complacent on our roads heading into the silly season. It's calling on police to ramp up random breath testing after RBT numbers in New South Wales dropped significantly over the past few years. The NRMA's Peter Khoury says officers need to be out in full force this upcoming Christmas break.
It is absolutely critical that we catch people drink driving. But what is even more important is we stop the behaviour to begin with.
And New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland have all seen a rise in COVID cases, with authorities urging us to stay up to date with booster shots. The Bulldogs have confirmed they're issuing Bronson Sherry with a playing contract for 2024 and 2025. His doping ban finishes up in November next year. Canterbury says the club's working with the NRL Integrity Unit. And Socceroos star Matt Leckie is putting all the heat on the shoulders of Argentina as they prepare to face the two-time World Cup champs in this weekend's knockout.
Because no one expected us to be here, you know, we throw everything at them. There's no real pressure for us.
The clash plays out Sunday morning.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.